Joshua chapter 14. Joshua chapter 14. I was reading this yesterday. I love the book of Joshua. I love storytelling. I love those kind of stories. Joshua chapter 14 talks about Caleb. How many know that hymnal, "I Want That Mountain"? I want that mountain. All right. I go to the jail a lot, and I don't know what the other guys do, but I get in there and I like to sing weird songs. You know, the guys in there, it seemed like when I went in there for the first year, it seems like the guys in the jail ministry would always be in a rut. They say, "I want to sing Victory in Jesus and Amazing Grace," and you know, but I like to throw those guys a curveball. I mean, come on, they're sitting in a place with like no windows. So I say, "Hey, you know what? We're gonna learn new songs." And I like to tell them the stories behind some of the songs. And one of their favorites is starting to be "I Want That Mountain," because it's kind of catchy and it's weird. You know, it's not like a old, boring adults kind of hymnal. You know, it's kind of bouncy. "I want that mountain." You know, we're in there, we're like clapping and everything. No, we don't do that. If I get those guys clapping, they never stop, right? But "I Want That Mountain." I like the story of Caleb here. All right, here we go. We're going to read Joshua chapter 14 and verse 6. It says, "Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, 'Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart.'" All right, so how old was Caleb when he went to go spy out the land? What was that? 40. All right, here we go. He was 40 years old. Man, you guys are sleeping. Here we go. "Nevertheless," verse 8, "nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed," say it with me, "the Lord my God." Say it again. Say the last phrase with me again in verse 8. It says, "But I wholly followed the Lord my God." All right, I like that phrase. Here we go. Verse 9. "And Moses sware on that day, saying, 'Surely the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because,'" say it with me, "'thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God.' And now," verse 10, "'Behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, and he said, 40 and 5 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. How old is Caleb now? How old was Caleb when he went to spout the land?
40.
All right, now how old is he? Let's get your thinking. 85. He was an old geezer, all right? Can you imagine that? All right, so he was 85. How many of y'all have a grandparent or someone that's 85 in your family? All right, I don't. But I used to have a great aunt. She was 104. She was old, all right? And it was funny. She lived somewhere in Missouri. It's not part of the Bible story, but we lived somewhere in Missouri, and she was old. She was 104 years old, and she thought, my mom's a twin. She thought I was my mom's brother. And my mom tried to explain to her over and over again that I was her son, but 104 years old, her mind wasn't right. Do you think Caleb's mind was right? He was an old guy. His mind was on the right place. He was still on God. All right, here we go. Keep reading. I got a lot to read this morning, but hold on. Setting the story. Verse 11. "And yet as I am strong this day as I was in that day that Moses sent me, and my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in." So he says, when I was 40 years old, I was strong. And today I'm 85 years old, and I'm just as strong as I was way back then. "Now therefore give me this mountain, wherefore the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. And Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh and the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he," say it with me, "wholly followed the Lord God of Israel." And the name of Hebron before was Kirjathba, because Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the Lord and the land had rest from war. All right, let's pray and we'll jump in. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray with us. Lord, we love you, and I pray that just speak to our hearts this morning. Help us to see if we're wholly following you. Help us to realize Caleb and the blessing you were to Caleb and apply it to our lives. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Verse 13. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh. You know, I want to talk about today. What blessings have you missed? What blessings have you missed? How many of y'all have done something before and you missed a blessing? You say, man, I'll give you an example. Maybe you're supposed to be doing a job. You were given a task to do, and you leave. Maybe it's not for bad reasons. Maybe you just have to go and take care of something. Maybe if you're in college and you're doing a task and you run to go throw your clothes in the washer and through the dryer real quick, and you know, you leave for a split second. You leave the volleyball game on Tuesday night, and then pastor comes along. He's like, hey, everyone, since you're here, let's go out for ice cream. And then you come back and everyone's gone. They're like, oh no. Maybe you're a little kid and your parents give you the task to wash dishes, and you finish, and maybe your brother and sister walk in there and you say, hey, can you finish drying these dishes for me? And you walk and you say, man, I have to go clean up my room real quick, or you have to go grab something from your room. And you walk away and your parents come in, Maddie, and they see Caleb sitting there and he's washing the dish, or he's drying the dishes. And they say, hey, Caleb, since you did such a great job on washing the dishes, let's go out. Or here's $20. And Maddie, you go, I did all that work. You know, she missed the blessing. She wasn't there. And, you know, a lot of times in our Christian lives, we miss blessings. And it's because we weren't where we were supposed to be. And just think about that. The title this morning is, what blessings have you missed? What blessings have you missed? Joshua blessed Caleb because Caleb, yeah, he was an old guy. But where was his heart? His heart was wholly following God. All right, so here we go. Let's go back up to verse 6. All right. I've already read the Bible, so I might okeyanize it, all right? I'll tell you what happened, all right? You want to be Joshua with me? No? Oh, man. Hey, can I have a college guy be Caleb? All right. All right, so Caleb was Mexican. Thank you, Minoch. All right, I'll be Joshua. How old do you think Joshua was? He was older, probably about the same age. He could have been a little young, maybe a little older, yeah. He was about the same. He was also an old guy too. All right, can you imagine this? Moses. I was my fifth and sixth graders. We talked about Caleb not too long ago. Do y'all remember that? And I said, fifth and sixth grade. I said, man, can you imagine this? Because the authority in the church, all the adults, they chose to disobey God and they chose not to go with His will. Everyone that was 20 years old and upward died. Can you imagine that? But you still have Pastor Hanks. Sorry, Ben Mize. I gave him the example of you because you're wise, amen. I said, you got this guy and then you got Brother Daniels, all right? You got those two guys. Those are the only adults that you have. Everyone dies. And you say, well, we still got Pastor Hanks. But remember, Moses, he disobeyed God. And so he was the man of God. And the Bible also says that here. He says, the man of God dies. I say, man, everyone, your parents, everyone dies in the wilderness. They died in the wilderness. Can you imagine that? And you're stuck there. And you're in high school. You say, well, we got you, Brother Mike. I'm sorry. I'm 23 years old. I died too. You are young. And it was up to you to lead the nation of Israel. All you have are these two crazy old guys. You have Joshua and Caleb. All right, I don't know about you, but when an old guy starts telling me what to do, like really old guy, like if they're 104 years old and I think they're all not there and they say, man, I remember the day when we crossed over the Red Sea on dry ground. You guys weren't there. You weren't there. You guys hear stories about how this church was built and you weren't there. And you know what? You have no clue what it was like. I don't know what it was like. I wasn't here either. But you know what? Can you imagine that? You have two old guys that were like, this sea just opened up and we walked across on dry ground. Some of y'all would be like, you're too old. You're going crazy. We need to find a nursing home for you, Joshua. We need to find a nursing home for you, Caleb. Can you imagine that? Think about it. That's what's going on right now. We have this old guy, Joshua. He's probably about 85-ish too. We have 85 Caleb here. You got these old guys up here and everyone else, maybe 40. They're a little younger than that. Can you imagine that? They say, you have these two old guys, like only two old guys around. I don't even know if their wives were with them, but you'd be like, man, that guy is crazy. Oh, there goes that old, crazy old man. There goes Caleb. He's talking about how they fled from Egypt, the great world power, whatever. And these guys were looking at these two old guys. But you know what? Joshua, it got to the point, they conquered the promised land. And they said, man, God has given us this land. And so you know what he's doing? He's saying, all right, you got this section of pews over here, all right? You got this section of land over here, all right? You're in charge of this. He comes over here and he says, Isaac, you're in charge of this area. Ethan, you're in charge of that area. And he says, you know what? And he's dividing up the lands. But you know what happens? Caleb comes to Joshua. And he says, Joshua, I want that mountain. He says, a long time ago, you remember, you were there. I remember. Well, it says in verse 6, it says, and the children of Judah came, and Joshua of Gilead, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses. Hey, read it with me. The man of God. All right. So Moses was the man of God. He says, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. So Caleb comes to Joshua and says, I'm going to have you be Joshua so I can speak, all right?
Okay.
Here you go. And I say, I'm Caleb now. All right, so who am I?
Caleb.
Who's this guy?
Joshua.
Crazy old man. All right? And Caleb says, hey, Joshua, you were there on that day. Remember the Lord, what the Lord said unto Moses, that man of God? Remember that?
Yes.
And he says, yes. It says, verse 7, it says, 40 years old was I when Moses, all right, say it again with me, the servant of the Lord, all right, was he bad-mouthing his leadership? No, he wasn't. You know what? Moses was a man of God. Can you imagine that? How many of y'all would say that your pastor is a servant of the Lord? How many of y'all? I know I'd be disappointed. How many of y'all would be disappointed if the only people in the church were two crazy old men that lead you? I would be, I don't know, maybe looking for a new church if that happened. You know, the children of Israel, they had these two guys, but you know what? These two guys still believe in God, and they believe that Moses was a servant and the man of God. And Joshua says, you were there on that day? He says, I was 40. He says, Joshua, I was 40 years old when we went to go spy out the land. You remember that?
Yes.
He says, do you remember all those giants and all those 12 men went to spy in Canaan, 10 were bad and 2 were good? He said, do you remember all that we saw? We saw those giants big and strong like me. We saw those grapes of clusters long, like your nose. And then he said, but do you remember what we also saw that the other 10 didn't see? He said, we saw God in it. And he says, do you remember what God said unto us? And verse 7 it says, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. You know what? In his heart. Hey, verse 8. Nevertheless, my brethren went up with me, made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord. He says, do you remember that day? You were there. We saw those great things. We came back. And those other 10 losers, you know what they did? They made everyone else doubt God. They made everyone else not believe in God. They made everyone's heart melt. All right. I don't know about y'all. When I play sports, my heart, it would melt sometimes, especially in football. Not so much basketball because there wasn't much collision as there was. But I would hate football. When we were stretching up, my heart would melt because when I was younger, you couldn't see the other team. Your back would be towards the other team while you're stretching and warming up. And all you can hear is, you know, they hear their grunting, you hear their shoulder pads hitting, their helmets hitting, and you hear all these things. You hear them chanting over there. And you know what? Your heart would melt. And Caleb and Joshua, they're the only ones there. And everyone else, they said, man, those guys are big, and they're bad, and they're mean, and they're grunting, and they're chanting. We can't do it. But Caleb and Joshua said, the Lord said he'd give us this land. You know what? What blessings have you missed? You know, Joshua and Caleb, they didn't miss any blessings. They wandered, yeah, they had to go with the children of Israel for those 40 years in the wilderness. But can you imagine that? Being on the front lines with Joshua and Caleb. You're like this young, buff dude. And the guy that's leading you is this old guy. I mean, just to think about that. And so he says, you know what? Caleb made a decision to personally follow his God. You know, it says in verse 8, it says, but I wholly followed the Lord. What does that word say?
My God.
You know, number one, he didn't miss out on the blessings because he decided to follow the Lord, his God. You know what, boys and girls, y'all need to make God your God. And you say, Mike, we've heard this all the time. We've heard it all the time. You know what? Joshua, he sat there and he said, you know what? God is my God. He did it wholly. Look at verse 7. It says at the end, it says, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. He did it with his whole heart. He said, you know what? When I get up in the morning, I'm going to trust in God. I'm gonna say, you know what? I believe God is real. I believe with God with all my heart, with all my soul. I'm gonna love Him with everything I got. You know what? I don't know if y'all thought about this much, but I was getting ready to go to bed last night, and I heard the college guys. They were laughing and carrying on, and they got to one point. They were talking about Pastor Hanks and that guy on the airplane. Y'all remember that story last night about how the guy said, "Man, you're just programmed and all this stuff." And you know, the college guys are sitting there like, man, I would have said this back to them. And, you know, they're carrying on. Unless I dreamed about that, but I see by their smiles they were talking about that. You know what? Caleb, you know who programmed Caleb? He did it himself. He said, you know what? I'm going to serve God. No matter what the other 10 spies do, I'm going to serve God. No matter what the rest of my high school does, I'm going to serve God. No matter what the rest of my elementary or my class does, I'm going to serve God. No matter what my family does, I'm going to serve God. And you know what? You have to wholly follow the Lord. All right, here we go. Elementary. Bible's up. Hold them by the bindings. All right, the one to find this. We'll get 50 cents at lunch. I won't forget. I always forget. Fifth and sixth grade. All right. All right, here we go. Here we go. Everyone against each other. We're going to find one of my favorite verses. Seems to always be in my messages. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Proverbs 3, 5. Say it real quick.
Proverbs 3.
All right, Proverbs 3, 5. Once you find it, stand up and I'll call on you. All right, here we go. Proverbs 3, 5, go. You found it? Really? Oh, they can't read. All right, here we go. Hold on. Stephanie, I think I saw you out of the corner of my eye. Stand up next. Why don't you go ahead and read? Stop. Trust in the Lord with all thy what? All right. Go ahead. Good job. All right. You may be seated, elementary. Good job. All right, Stephanie. See me at lunchtime. All right. You know what? He personally followed God. He said, I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. He didn't say, you know, I'm going to trust in God only when things are going great. I'm not going to trust in God only when I'm having a good time. He always trusted the Lord. Do you think it was hard for Caleb and Joshua to stand up and say, hey, we saw God in that promised land, and you know what? We can take those giants. When the other 10 were saying, we can't do this. You are crazy. We are as grasshoppers in their sight. Do you think it took a lot of guts to stand up for God? It did. But you know why they could do that? Because they personally had it in their heart. They said, you know what? No matter what happens, we are going to stand with God. No matter what happens. I remember in high school, I was 17 years old. When I got up every morning, I don't know why, it hit me. I said, you know what? Starting when I was 17 years old, I'm going to read the Bible each and every day. You know what? I am a slow reader. Do you know how many chapters I read each and every day? One. But you know what? You can't eat a sandwich all in one bite. You got to take it step by step. Get inside your Bible. Read a chapter every day. You know, I'm still a slow reader. But you know, before I came faster, I realized that it only took me 15 minutes to read 3 chapters. All right? I would start giving God 15. I said, you know what? I'm going to wholly follow God no matter what. And y'all can too. You say, I don't know how to read. You can still trust in God by obeying your parents, right? You can listen to your teachers. You can act right. You can follow God and say, you know what? That's not funny. I'm not going to laugh at that. You can say, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. I'm not going to speak like that. Hey, you shouldn't be doing that. You say, I am going to personally follow God. Caleb did not miss the blessing that he had. All right, number two. Caleb didn't miss the blessings that he had because he personally followed Moses' God. You say, what? Yeah, God's supposed to be your personal God, but you know what? I like this part. Moses, who did Moses serve? God, all right. Only Miss Daniels is awake this morning. Who did Moses serve?
God,
all right. Moses served God, right? Do you think he had faith in God? Yes. All right, I heard Odessa over there. Good job. All right, junior high, here we go. You ready for this? All right, all seven of y'all. Here we go. Bibles up, Bibles up. Here we go. Actually, let's do junior high and high school. Here we go. I forgot college is in here. Junior high and high school. Woohoo. All right, Bible's up if you want. If you don't want to, you're a cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater. Joshua chapter 4, verse 21, verse 22. Joshua chapter 4 and verse 22. Go. Oh, man, they even have it above their heads. All right, first one, stand up. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 22. Morgan. All right, here we go. We're going to read. Joshua chapter 4, it says in verse 21, it says, "And he spake unto the children of Israel." Who's speaking here? Joshua speaking. He says, "When your children have asked your fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones?" And verse 22, it says, "Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry," what? "Land. For the Lord your," what? "God dried up the waters of the Jordan from before you until ye passed over, as the Lord your God did to the," say it with me, "Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over. That all the people," say this with me, say this verse with me, "that all the people," all right, say it with me, come on now, "that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever." You know what? To not miss out on blessings, what's the first thing you have to do? You have to personally what? Follow the Lord, yes. Number two, he personally followed Moses. You need to follow the man of God. You know what happened here in verse 21 through 24? Do y'all remember how y'all were making fun of Joshua and Caleb being the old guys talking about this Red Sea that we crossed over? You know what God proved to the younger generation? He says, you know what he proved to you and you and you and you? You know, he said, you know what? There's this Jordan, the River of Jordan. The River of Jordan wasn't just a little river like you see here in Kansas, all right? It was a big river, and it was overflowing its banks. I mean, it was big. I used to, every summer, our family would go on a kayak trip, and we would kayak on a little river, and it was fun. But you know what? You could not go kayaking if the river was overflooded over its banks, because it's very dangerous. The water is very fast. It's very rushing. It can take you under, and many people drown because they disobey those rules or those guidelines. And you know what? Joshua and Caleb are up here, and everyone's laughing at us. All right, and they're pointing fingers saying, those old kooks, they don't know what they're talking about. They can't cross over a sea. But you know what, God, this is more amazing to me. There's this great big river. It's rushing, and all of a sudden, you know what happens? Y'all weren't there for the Red Sea. But God made a river, a rushing river, a river that was overflowing its banks. Totally stop, and y'all got to cross over on dry ground. Y'all got to see the same God of Moses. Y'all got to see the same God of Joshua and Caleb. These two guys weren't crazy anymore. I imagine those children of Israel, see Abel there, making fun of Joshua and me and Enoch here, these old guys. He's like, "No, that would never happen." They get to the Jordan. He says, "Oh, what now? Oh, man, come on." And all of a sudden, the waters go and just stop flowing. And then all of a sudden, it's dry ground. And he goes, "I can't believe it. No way." You know, he's probably going through there. He jumps in the water real quick, starts swimming. He sees Kathleen there and jumps out, and he's like, "Shark!" You know, and Kathleen screams. I don't know what happened, but you know, he's probably playing the same old tricks that they played at the Red Sea. I like to imagine things like that. But you know what? They got to see the same thing, because why? They followed the man of God. You know what? They followed the Lord, their God, but they also followed the hands of God. They followed their teacher's God. They followed everyone's God. They said, you know what? My parents said that God would do this. I'm going to prove God. And lastly, the blessings, what blessings have you missed? If you go back to verse number 13, it says, "And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance." You know what? Caleb really wanted this mountain. I mean, when Joshua was sitting there and he's dividing up the land, Caleb came to him and said, "I don't want any land. I want this land. I want this mountain. I want it." How many of y'all have something you really want? All right. There's a lot of things I really want, to be honest with you. But you know what? A lot of times, I've gotten some things just through prayer. I think the coolest thing so far was my school bill last year. I didn't have a job at all in 2016 and hardly at all in 2015. And God paid the rest of my college bill. I saw it come in check after check. People would like shake my hand, and there'd be 50s in my hand. I remember Enoch and I went out to a church to preach, and you know, it was a small church. I mean, the church is probably smaller than this section right here. I mean, it was a small church. We went out there to preach, and I'm not joking. We got blessed. We got a lot of money. Remember that? And then you know what happened? I opened up that check, and I went, whoa! And then we got a phone call. Brother Mice came to us again and said, hey, that church needs more preachers. Can you all go back again this week? And I was like, uh-huh. I'm not joking, man. They gave us a huge love offering. And it was crazy. I don't know. It was crazy to me. But you know what? We personally have a choice. And Caleb said, you know what? I want to serve God. That's my God, because I read my Bible every day. I tell myself to do what's right. I tell others that I'm going to live for God. And I'm gonna personally follow this God of my parents. I'm gonna personally follow this God that others have proven to me. But you know what? Lastly, we have a choice. You know, this wasn't just any God. It says in verse 14, it says, Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and the Kizite unto this day, because he hath, say it with me, wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. You know what? I like to see this digression. You know what? It was Caleb's God. It was personal. And then it was the man of God. It was Moses' God. But you know who else's God it was? It was the Lord God of Israel. It's everyone's God. Every one of us have a choice to follow God. Every one of us have a choice to get those blessings from God. Every one of us has that choice. But you know what? It only comes. Here we go, college. Psalms 37, 4 and 5. All right. All right, say it with me again. Psalms 37, 4 and 5. Sorry, you know, she lucked out of this one. All right, ready, go. All right, Psalms 37, verse 4 and 5. Oh, Kira, go ahead. Good job, all right. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. How many of y'all have desires? I don't know about y'all high schoolers, but when I was about your age, I wanted a car. I did not get the car that I prayed for. I got one that was rusted out. The bottom was rusted out. The AC and the heater didn't work. The ceiling was falling down on me. The visors were like duct taped together. The radio didn't work. I mean, it was a clunker. All right. But you know what? I didn't pray for that car, but I prayed for a new car after college. And I prayed, and the car that y'all see me driving today, I got that one for cheap. And you know what? It was a desire of my heart. I said, God, I need a car. I don't want to drive around in my dad's green old truck. You know, I want my own car. I want my own thing. But God, can you give it to me? You know, he didn't give me the Lamborghini, all right? Because I realized that I probably wasn't going to get a Lamborghini. I prayed for a nice, reliable car. God has given me a nice, reliable car. He said, man, that's awesome. Do you think God can do that for me? Yes, God can do that for you. Say, really? I'm in second grade, I can get my own car. I say that smile, you know? No, be a little more realistic, all right? God, can you please help me get good grades? Oh, amen. Drop my mic. When did that happen, all right? Someone's laughing at me over there. All right. You know what? You say, can God do that for me? Yes, God can do that for you. You say, he can give me a car? No, he can't give you a car. But you say, what's something more on your level? You say, God, can you please help me get good grades? All right, now when we pray for good grades, don't just sit there and sleep and play video games, all right? You have to do your work too. You have to study, all right? You have to sit there. But you know what, Caleb, he said to Joshua, he says, you were there on that day, now I'm 85 years old, I'm old, I personally follow God, we both follow the man of God. But you know what, this God is not just for us, it's for everyone else, it's for my family, it's for everyone else. I want that mountain. I want that blessing. You know what Joshua did? Joshua said, you know what? You can have it. He got the desire of his heart. Ain't that cool? I don't know about you. You can be seated. Just because he wholly followed the Lord with his whole heart, he said, you know what? I'm going to delight myself in the Lord. I'm going to follow God's word. You know what? I want to prove. He was there at the crossing of the Red Sea. He was also there at the crossing of the Jordan. He says, you know what? God has proven himself time and time again. I want you to think about this real quick. What is the last time you've prayed for something and you've gotten an answer for it? God is there. What does God say? He'll give you the desires of thine heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. What blessings have you missed out on? You say, man, I do not have what I think I should have. I don't have what I want. You know what? I don't always get everything I want. Otherwise, I'd have a mansion right now, the indoor roller coaster, and a swimming pool. You know, it'd be awesome. But you know what? God has given me everything that I've needed. He's given me things that I want. He gave me a car. He's given me a clean school bill. He's given me everything that I can ever imagine. And it's all because I delighted myself in Him. It's because I wholly followed God. What blessings have you missed out on?